Welcome to Agent Driven Development. Today, as CXO, the two things your HR needs to do different. Four things to know. One, AI divides tech talent into two distinct productivity groups. Two, old pay structures don't fit new AI-driven roles. Three, companies need new pay policies for high-value AI talent. Four, AI competency is now mandatory for every job, starting with HR. Now the piece. Last week, your company declined a senior candidate requesting $250,000 in base compensation. 5 years of experience across two startups built a complete artificial intelligence software as a service platform using artificial intelligence development tools. Delivered features that would have required your engineering team's quarters to ship, her equity had vested. She sought work-life balance after years of startup intensity. She was willing to work on-site. She interned for you her sophomore summer. You were her first call when she started the search. Your talent acquisition team rejected her ask. It was 40% above band. Your compensation consultant dismissed her entirely, internal equity concerns. She made $20 per hour as an intern 7 years ago. She is worth $120,000 at best. Your vice president of engineering added, "We cannot set that precedent." 2 days later, she called, $245,000 base at your competitor, fully remote. She would prefer to come back if you could match it. She had enjoyed working there. You congratulated her, told her to take it. You both knew you could not get approval for even half that. Chief executive officer or not, human resources controlled the process. You did not lose an engineer. You lost the individual who would have eliminated half your roadmap backlog in her first quarter. Who would have transferred artificial intelligence native development patterns to your team? Who would have anchored your artificial intelligence transformation? She is executing that mandate now for your competitor. The market has changed. Your human capital policies were built for a labor market where engineering talent was largely interchangeable, where market rates provided reliable benchmarks, where compensation bands maintained internal equity and external competitiveness simultaneously. That market structure has fundamentally shifted. The engineering talent pool has split into two populations. One group builds with artificial intelligence native tooling. They operate in agent orchestration patterns. They deliver in weeks what traditionally takes quarters. The other group maintains traditional development practices. The productivity gap is significant. An artificial intelligence native engineer can compress development timelines substantially. They make traditional agile processes look slow by comparison. You know this because you see it every day in the startup world. More importantly, this talent is currently available. Most organizations are processing this shift exactly as yours is. They are running compensation decisions through existing approval frameworks while candidates interview elsewhere. Within 6 to 12 months, the available pool will contract sharply as faster-moving organizations complete their hiring. You are not staffing for current needs. You're building the team that will execute your strategy in 2028. The question is whether they work for you or your competitors. This shift goes beyond engineering. The compensation challenge in engineering reveals a broader strategic gap. Most organizations are asking how to add artificial intelligence skills to existing roles. The more productive question is how each function should operate when artificial intelligence is a core capability. Your chief financial officer does not need programming skills, but your finance function should be redesigned around artificial intelligence agents that reconcile accounts and model scenarios at speeds that previously required consulting engagements. Your general counsel does not need prompt engineering expertise, but your legal processes should assume artificial intelligence can analyze thousands of contracts in hours rather than weeks. Your sales organization does not need technical training, but they should understand that artificial intelligence skills will soon be as unremarkable as email proficiency. Most importantly, your human resources department needs to understand the shift in how artificial intelligence drives better outcomes. This is not about training programs. This is about redesigning how work gets done. Two decisions are required. You need to make two decisions with your human resources leadership. This week, not next quarter. The first decision involves your chief people officer make artificial intelligence competency mandatory for all roles starting with human resources, included in every job specification, performance review, and promotion criteria. Not as a developmental goal, as a requirement. Some executives will resist. They will argue their functions are unique or the timing premature. These leaders are unlikely to succeed in your organization over the next 18 months. That is acceptable. True artificial intelligence native transformation fundamentally restructures organizations. Change will come regardless. You're simply choosing to lead it. The second decision for your head of human resources, authorize market rate exceptions for artificial intelligence native engineering talent. Give your recruiting team the ability to exceed standard compensation bands when the business case supports it. Your compensation consultant will object. Your chief financial officer may object. Some directors will be uncomfortable when individual contributors earn more than they do. Be explicit about this reality. Individual contributors shipping features using artificial intelligence now generate measurably more value than most management roles. Remind them you can use your artificial intelligence agent and model context protocol to ask about the project status. If leaders want premium compensation, they should return to building and lead by example. Your organizational hierarchy reflects legacy structure, not where value is actually created today. You have two options: maintain your existing compensation framework and lose critical talent, or adapt your framework and build competitive advantage. Current market conditions favor hiring artificial intelligence native engineers. Are interviewing now because most companies are stuck in the same decision cycle you are. They are evaluating multiple offers while your human resources team debates banned exceptions. This will not last. In less than 18 months, aggressive companies will have hired the available talent. In 12 months, you will compete against offers you cannot match. By next year, this talent will have stopped responding to recruiters from companies that move slowly. The practical reality is clear. Organizations making these decisions in the next 90 days will build meaningful advantages. They will acquire talent that competitors will struggle to hire later. They will develop artificial intelligence native capabilities that become genuine competitive moats. They will ship products noticeably faster than their markets expect. The timeline matters. The engineers available today will not be available in 6 months. Companies moving now are building teams for 2028. Companies waiting are explaining hiring failures to their boards in 2026. That engineer who wanted only $250,000 is building products for your competitor right now. Two questions for you. Are you calling your chief people officer this week, or are you comfortable explaining to your board next quarter why the talent you need is no longer available? Thanks for listening to Agent Driven Development. Find more at agentdrivendevelopment.com.